For more than a decade, Ohio Valley residents have been asking government agencies to respond to science that links coal mining to health problems in nearby communities. Last year, the prestigious National Academy of Sciences launched a study on the issue, but the Trump administration has stopped that study. Glynis Board reports on what that means for coal communities and the scientists researching them.
The Perry County Public Library in Hazard, Kentucky is on Black Gold Boulevard, a name that nods to coal's economic influence here. Last week, however, the library was the venue for a hearing about the costs of coal. A team from the National Academy of Sciences visited to hear what the public has to say about health impacts of surface mining. Local residents like artist Jeff Chapin Crane and attorney Steve Sanders voiced concerns about health impacts that local people who live near surface mines face.
6:45 a.m., you wake up. The first sounds you hear are the machines, the dozers, the end loaders, the massive dump trucks. You wake your son, who gets up coughing from the dust or the smell of the water, or who knows what. You try not to think about long-term consequences.
And over the years, there's been extensive research on the impact of dust on miners' health, and I hope that the committee takes a close look at that.
Some spoke against the study and its implications, like president of the Kentucky Coal Association, Tyler White, and president of the Virginia Coal and Energy Alliance, Harry Childress.
We feel our health problems are the results of heredity and our poor personal habits and choices, not the industry that has provided me and many others with jobs and health care.
I must say I'm very disappointed to have seen taxpayer dollars from the people in this community that deal with real struggles and real health disparities subjected to this cause.
This was the fourth of seven planned hearings in an ongoing study. Several years ago, people in West Virginia put pressure on state agencies to review a growing body of research that's led some scientists to call for a moratorium on the practice known as mountaintop removal mining. State agencies then turned to the Obama administration's Interior Department, which turned to the National Academy of Sciences. The Academy launched a study last year, but on August 18th, the Trump administration's Interior Department halted the two-year million-dollar study, citing changing budget circumstances. People familiar with the Academy say it was an extremely rare move.
I've never seen a study halted in the middle.
That's Andrew Rosenberg, who directs the Center for Science and Democracy at the Union of Concerned Scientists. He's participated in National Academy studies in the past, and he says he's skeptical about the reason for the freeze.
And they have a budget. It's a continuing resolution from last year. There wasn't a provision that says, oh, we're cutting your granting program. So, you know, that's a very thin excuse.
There's little debate that Appalachian coalfields wrestle with significant health disparities, but communities remain bitterly divided about why. Charles Snavely is the head of the Kentucky Cabinet for Energy and the Environment and a former coal executive. He said in a meeting with the National Academy of Sciences that he's never heard of anyone in his community attributing health problems to coal mining.
The people in eastern Kentucky that live there, that live their whole life, have serious health concerns and are related to smoking, obesity, lack of exercise, lack of adequate medical care, and drug abuse. Those are the things we're concerned about.
Scientists who've studied the matter explain it's really hard to prove mining practices directly cause disease. You can't put someone in harm's way intentionally to study effects, and you can't control for every lifestyle choice. But scientific evidence indicates living near these sites is linked to higher disease rates and shorter life expectancy. A lot of the research into mining's health effects started with Michael Hendricks, an environmental health professor now at Indiana University.
There's no question in my mind that this is a harmful practice to public health. It's a harmful practice environmentally, and it should be stopped for many, many, many reasons.
A recent review of research by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences found a, quote, strong potential for bias, close quote, in the current body of literature, and called for more work on the subject.
Well, I think that's nonsense. My work has never been supported by any special interest groups, and I've never been supported by any environmental or activist group of any kind.
Emily Bernhardt, a researcher at Duke University, has been studying the effects of mountaintop removal on water quality.
One of the reasons I think this Academy summary was going to be so important is, you know, what is the most likely route of exposure? Because I think the public health outcomes are pretty clear at this point.
The National Academy of Sciences committee chair is John Locke, a professor from Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. He says the committee is eager to complete the study.
You know, we signed on to do this. We think it's a really valuable study.
Right.
We're going to wait, and whenever they get through with their review and give us the go-ahead, we're going to jump right back in and do this.
The Interior Department has not indicated when the review will be complete or if the study will resume. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in West Virginia.